Technology. It's in your pocket, your car, your business. And the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing is tracking all of it. From consumer tech to cybersecurity, from the giants to the startups. Every weekday, we bring you the latest stories about the companies and advancements that are changing the way we live and work. Tech is remaking the world. We'll make sure you're a part of it. Subscribe to the WSJ Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, July 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal. Many of the workers who lost their jobs in the pandemic are looking for work elsewhere. In the meantime, those with 401k retirement savings might be tempted to cash out instead of rolling them over to the next job. But that comes at a steep cost.
You know, a lot of people, especially if they're younger and maybe they have some pressing need, they see that money there. They think, okay, I'll have to pay the taxes and maybe in some case, often a penalty, 10% penalty. But they think, well, you know, this is a good way to get out of whatever financial bind that I'm in.
Cashing out early, either because you need the money or because rolling over 401k funds seems too complicated, also can cost you savings growth long term. In a moment, our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson will be here to explain services that make transferring 401k between jobs easy. That's after the break.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
Young workers today move from job to job a lot more often than previous generations. And when they do, instead of bringing their 401k savings with them, they're taking the cash. But soon some employers will start offering services that automatically transfer workers' 401k money between jobs. Our retirement reporter Ann Turgeson is here with me to explain how they work. So Ann, is the need for this kind of service more pronounced than people might think? And what I mean by that is younger workers today tend to change jobs frequently. We currently have millions looking for new jobs as well.
Yeah, well, I think ever since we've had 401k plans, there's been a need for this kind of thing because, I mean, American workers do move around and, you know, they start 401k plans and in some cases they move after 2 or 3 years. They really don't have a lot accumulated. Maybe they leave the account behind and they forget about it. And that can be a problem.
Now, how does the service work between an employee and their employer?
Basically, in order to have access to the service, an employee has to have an employer who signs up for it. And the employer, the record keeper who's administering the plan has to make it available. So that's sort of the first step. So there's the record keeper has to offer it and the employer has to offer it. But if that's the case, then the employee actually would have automatic access to this.
Now, what makes this service so revolutionary?
Right now, what happens is that if you have a 401k plan and you leave your job, whether you voluntarily leave the job or, you know, you're laid off, you have to decide what to do with that money. If you have a $5,000 or less, your employer actually could force you to take the money out of the account. Either they might send you a check if you have very little money in the account, effectively cashing you out, or they might actually roll that money over to an IRA. When that happens, it can be hard for people to keep track of this money. A lot of people, especially when they're automatically enrolled in 401ks, they're not even really thinking about the money that's going into the plan. A lot of people may not even be completely aware that they are saving in a plan. So if they leave a company after, say, 2 years and they have only a couple thousand dollars in the account, they may just like forget about that money. And, you know, over time it can grow and it can be an important source of income in retirement. Under current law, if you have less than $1,000 in your 401k account, your employer can basically send you a check for that money. I mean, they can basically kick you out of the 401k. And then when you get the check, a lot of people, the temptation is to cash it, and which means that you're effectively cashing out your retirement savings. Of course, you could deposit that check into an IRA and effectively roll it over, but that's up to you. A lot of people just cash it out. If you have between $1,000 and $5,000 in the account, the employer can either basically let you stay in the 401k, Or they can say, you know what, we don't really want these small accounts in our 401k. They can send the money to an IRA for you, or the employee can decide to cash it out. So there's options available. If you leave a job and you have more than $5,000 in the account, the employer is required to let you stay in the 401k if you want to. Now, a lot of people, even with larger size accounts, decide, you know what, I'd like to cash that out. I want to buy myself some, you know, something new, or maybe I need to you know, pay down debt or whatever. So they decide to cash that money out.
And even with all the taxes and penalties to go along with it, people are still cashing out.
Yeah. I mean, this is particularly the case with smaller accounts, say under $10,000. There's, you know, a lot of people, especially if they're younger and maybe they have some pressing need, they see that money there. They think, okay, I'll have to pay the taxes and maybe in some case, often a penalty, 10% penalty. But they think, well, you know, this is a good way to get out of whatever financial bind that I'm in. And some people, you know, just see it as a way to sort of afford something, some purchase that they want to make.
Now, is this service available to anyone who changes jobs?
No, it's not. It's only available to people whose plans offer it. So that's something that right now at this moment, no plans offer it. But starting in January, a major record keeper is actually making it available to all of the plans in their system. There's over 180 of those plans, and they tend to be the largest companies in the U.S.
So leaving your money in is a wise thing to do, but that practice flies into the teeth of a recession.
So now when you see a lot of instability in the labor force, you're going to see, you are seeing, and you probably will continue to see a lot of people leaving jobs. And so this is going to be an enormous probably source of cash outs to the 401k system during a recession. I think it can be kind of an acute thing.
Other efforts to raise concerns about the impact of cashing out 401ks on people's personal finances, you know, decades from now?
Employers have really been focusing on this in the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. It didn't get a lot of attention before, but I think employers are trying to figure out a way to make, now that the 401k is the main way in which people save for retirement, people don't have pensions anymore, employers are sort of trying to make that a better system, and they're trying to make it a more airtight system. A lot of employers are loath to tell people they can't take a loan, but, you know, in a lot of cases, employers, rather than letting people take out 2 or 3 loans simultaneously or take out loans back to back, they're establishing limits on that kind of thing. And they're really trying to help people get a sense for like what they're giving up if they cash out money in those accounts. So they might tell you, okay, you know, you're 35 years old and you're taking out, you know, some money now in a hardship distribution, but by the time you're 60, it could be worth, you know, this much. They'll try to forecast the amount and to give people an idea of what they're really giving up.
You know, Anne, we've often heard about the retirement savings gap. Could this service help to close that?
Yeah, so there are estimates from people at Employee Benefit Research Institute, which runs a lot of modeling of retirement finances, that they say that this could really help in a tangible way close some of the retirement gap that people face. I think, you know, roughly before the recession started, they were saying the U.S. faces about a $4 trillion retirement gap. And if employers were to close off all forms of money leaking out prematurely from these accounts, it could benefit people by about $1.5 trillion. So that's a significant portion of the $4 trillion gap right there. When it comes to cash outs, there is some data that show that younger workers, minority workers, are more prone to actually taking money out of their accounts before retirement. So there is some thought that if you have these automatic transfers from, you know, your 401k account of the company you're leaving to the 401k account of the company you're going to, if that becomes automatic and people don't have the temptation, as much temptation to cash the money out, that it could really help younger workers and minority workers shore up their retirement finances.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Anne Turgeson. Anne, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure, you're welcome.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.